Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis said the land is the Sorensen property in the North Village area near the campus of Utah Valley University.
And that area going to the east up and actually somewhat into the Dordanelle planning area along Highway 32. The Sorensen group owns several thousand acres of property up there. And Heber City is discussing at this point the ability to include that in their potential annexation map. The city is required by the state, every few years, I believe, they have to readdress their potential annexation area and present a map and file it with the state. And then any annexations that occur have to be within that map area. So we do have a lot of discussions. There is some opposition from the county standpoint.
Davis said several years ago the county set up the infrastructure there through service districts.
And those service districts would never have been formed had the city annexed those areas. But what had happened was UVU came in. We had a landowner that was willing to donate land for the campus. UVU had acquired money through the state, and we needed a place to put it, and Heber City refused to annex to provide water and sewer services, and so the county did create a special service district to provide those services and has built the infrastructure to bring it into there. So we're concerned. We certainly want to be able to realize the county's investment to get that back.
You said it's not just that they want the money back that they spent on infrastructure.
As the county has planned this area, the acquisition of the necessary water for those areas the county has. And so all of those things together, we've acquired a lot of things that will make that area work for development. If the city annexes it, we're unsure that those things would be in place then to make it successful. And so that is the biggest concern. From a governance standpoint, I'm not sure it makes any difference to the county. I mean, if Heber governs the area or the county governs the area, it's just that we want to make sure that the infrastructure has been designed and some of it built, the rest of it required to be built in the future, all works together.
In the end, he said the county cannot do much to oppose the addition to Heber's annexation zone.
We certainly can protest the ability of that. I think in the final say, though, we probably don't have the necessary teeth to stop it. We'll just have to see if we can work with Heber City to work out what necessary details are necessary. We have met with them, discussed the potential of doing some sort of an agreement that would make sure that things are constructed the way the infrastructure would allow them to, but we haven't got very far with that yet.
Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.